Agenda item 13, discussion and possible action on report by Brazos County Administrator. 13.1 is administrative report by Pam, and then 13.2 is the finance report. So Pam has a couple of things for us that we need to give her some guidance on.
As Chair said, Pam Hahnemann here. You guys all know me. I'm administrator. Y'all email. I have a face and a name here. I just want to go over things, administrative stuff, so this isn't the fun part at all, but some things that we need to do. So what I wanted to bring up with some background on this is our IT department kind of let us know that, you know, having our contact information out there on a public-facing website, you know, we needed to ask the group if y'all were comfortable with that and what your level of comfort is. So when I talk about the website, this is the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group's website, www.brazosgwater.org. And when I talk about email, these are your professional emails, and you provided those to me if they're, you know, what you wanted to have out there on a public-facing website. And I will say, I've let you know that the information's out there. I don't know that I've ever asked your opinion on whether you want all of this information out there, at least not throughout, you know. It was what we had on the website when I started this a couple of years ago, and that's the information out there. So currently we have your name, your entity represented, physical address, mailing address, email. So this is what it looks like on the website. If you go to Brazos G and you say, I want to see the list of members on the website, and this is how it appears. And I'm sorry, your printout did not transfer to a printout at all today, but you can see it print on the screen. This is the table as it appears. So you can see that you have your name, your title, your physical address, your county, your mailing address, a telephone number, email address, and your interest category represented. And I think if you're a liaison, it also mentions that as well. I don't have that at the top of this table, but that it is does make that note. So what I was going to look through is I went and looked through all of the other regional planning groups, and there are four others that have emails on there, this level of detail, out of the 16 regional planning groups across the state. So this is what I'm kind of proposing is what it would look like. I'm going to go to the next slide. Nope, that's all I have. All right. This is kind of what I proposed that it would look like if you wanted to something that's reduced contact information. But one thing that you would but that proposed change is the significance of that is that the contact would go through Brazos G, and it would be a contact us form that would go to basically me and an IT staff and a couple of other people here at BRA or the sponsor and group's email contact, brazosginfo@brazos.org, or even my email that you have on the bottom of the agendas and how you may respond. There's no real Water Development Board just says you need to have a way to contact the planning group. At the minimum, the most minimum other planning regions, the most minimum information out there is your name, the entity or organizations that you represent, your interest category, and your county, and then all the way up to what we have. So it's up to you to have a discussion on whether you're comfortable and how much information you want out there. So that's what I want to bring to the planning group today, on how much contact information you'd like to have out on that.
So that right there does not give people contact directly to us. And so what you're saying, you'll use a master email, then redirect them to us?
Yeah, exactly. If they were to reach out to us, then we would, I would have to redirect to you.
I think what she's saying is the chair's getting too many emails.
No, actually, when they changed the website, that was one of my questions to her was, so our board member, y'all, in our bylaws state that there are certain things that y'all contact the chair by email for. How would that work? And then also for a lot of the GMAs send whoever the chair is, when they get their mags back, those have to be turned in, and a lot of them send it copies or originals to the chair. So that was one of the questions. So I think the big question is how much information do y'all want to be out there for the public?
I told her
I wasn't going to make that decision. I was going to ask y'all.
As a public official.
I know, and I'm with you, Judge.
It doesn't matter, but if the intent here is to monitor or regulate the flow, which is very minimal from my standpoint.
I don't think that's what it was. I think it had to do. It came from the IT manager, right,
yeah,
Pam?
It came from our IT manager, put the email out there so somebody could pull down your email addresses and use it for.
We're just trying to be sensitive to your information. If you don't want your information out there, let us know and we'll take it off.
Right. It's already out there. It's already out there.
Right. Mine
too. I would suggest that the groundwater management area representatives, you state which management area. Some of us are 8. Dale, you're what?
Yeah.
7. GMA 7. So you would designate what we are because we're unique.
Back one slide.
I'm sorry.
I'll forward them along.
I think another benefit of this comes with, and this is a problem I've had intermittently, and that is if your email is not working, you may or may not be able to quickly resolve that issue. For some, like Bell County or GMAs, you might have a quick IT person, but for those members that don't have that, having the RESIS contact and email, you have a good sense that it will not get lost and then it can be routed to the individual. We also don't want various members sharing emails amongst themselves because of Open Meetings Act issues. So just some things to think about as byproduct benefits.
Except to the instance where I went back to what our bylaws state, but this is what we currently have. So she's proposing to not have the address, just the state. I mean, the city and the county doesn't have a telephone number or an email. I'm taking that y'all are okay with the change. If not, I mean, I'm like Judge Blackburn. Mine's, I mean,
wouldn't it have a email care of, and then it would be Pam's email? Just a thought.
Well, it's not Pam's email. It's Brad's G, but it all goes to the administrator.
Right. Well, it'd be, it's kind of, there wouldn't be a totally blank area, but you would have an email address. We use it when we have
you're talking about putting in her email address for all
buyers? The administrator email.
I don't hear any opposition to what you want to do. Pam. Okay.
Does that require a bylaws change?
No.
Bylaws don't say it. Yeah, there's nothing else to give us direction on this. I mean, it does.
I'll just send this information in to you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would you like us to do?
We don't need anything. I know, but I mean,
okay. I mean, I already have this information, so all I'm doing is removing your contact information. I already have your information, so I will just move it, update it to this on the public website. Y'all are okay with that?
Okay. Okay, next one.
We have a finance report, and this has our administrative expenses through end of April. This is provided to you in your meeting packet, each meeting packet. No actions needed. This is just for your review, and if you have any questions, let us know.
Any questions for Pam?
Questions.
Financial statement. All right, thanks, Pam.